We're two modern mamas with a goal to inspire empowerment, self-love, deep physical and spiritual nourishment, holistic health, and joy, no matter your journey, gender, or perspective. I'm Laura of Radical Roots. I'm a certified CrossFit trainer, certified nutrition consultant, and mama to Evie Wilder.
And I'm Jess of Hold the Space Wellness. I'm a level one CrossFit trainer, a licensed and certified athletic trainer with a master's in kinesiology, and mama to Baron Camille. Please note that while we're here to provide advice and insights, we aren't medical practitioners and always recommend that you check with a trusted provider before implementing any changes. Thanks for joining us. We're so happy you're here.
Hey guys, Jess here. Just wanted to hop on and say that I am so excited to share a little bit about a company that I've been digging right now, Genestra HMF. You know that we only share about products that we truly use and really, really love, and this is definitely one of those. We've started using the HMF Fit for School probiotics for our kids. I love it because it also has vitamin C in it. Really, really has been helping support their little immune system as we transition into the school year. So it's been amazing. I have also recently been switched over to their Women's Daily Probiotic. I love it because it's actually made specifically for women, hence the name. So it's not just a general standard run-of-the-mill probiotic. It helps support your vaginal flora. It helps support your urinary tract system. It's a beautiful color, which is also a bonus. And it really helps to provide really specific strains of bifidobacteria for women that I've already seen an uptick in my digestive system and how I'm feeling. So really wanted to share those with you guys. Again, you know we only talk about products we know, love, and trust. If you've been looking for a new probiotic for you and your family, definitely check them out.
Hey guys, Jess and Laura here.
Hi.
Another fun catch-up episode. And we have been trying to get this thing in the works for a couple days now. I'm so excited to get to see your face. And we have really made it a point to schedule this time and I think process through a lot of emotions and decompress and share some as many updates as we can at this point in time with you guys, our tribe. So we're here.
We're here. Doing it. Life is raw and real. And we both shared a bit on Instagram about how like we've been just in it, like we're living and it's not always butterflies. Sometimes it's hard and that is real life. And I'm sure we'll dive into a little bit of that today. Life is also very good. Like I don't want to get on here and complain because I think what's been good for me is like in the midst of the hard stuff, it's in some ways given me a lot of gratitude and optimism for what's to come and for my husband. Because a lot of what was hard for me was him being gone. And it made me really realize like how much I rely on him for emotional support and for our child. So anyways, let's hear your update because I'm looking at you and you're sitting in this Pottery Barn-esque living area. And it's just glorious. And I can't believe how put together it looks, considering you moved like yesterday.
Yes. Well, it's an IKEA magazine. Basically, I have no design sense. So we just went to IKEA and we just saw stuff that looked good. And we
We'd
put
like
it in the
page
car.
13, please.
Yes, basically. But it was really cool. Like I know IKEA. So we're on a super budget, right? But we had to. So we're moving into our new house. I think most people know we're moving, so I don't have to like go into that whole spiel all the way back to the beginning. Yeah. But we are on a budget and, you know, having green / toxic, non-toxic furniture and all that stuff is important in our house. But of course it can get like super duper expensive. So one of my friends, Annie from Grass-Fed Salsa, do you know her? Do you follow her?
I do not, but I'm going to. I'll write her down. We'll link to her. Why not?
She's awesome. I'm actually going to ask her on the podcast. She is a blogger, but she's also an interior designer in real life. And so she has helped. Her jam is like green spaces. Like when I say green, I mean like non-toxic spaces.
I might have to hit her up too for a very small green space.
Yes. And she's awesome. So anyways, we were talking about like our budget and stuff and she was talking about how IKEA, though it's not quote unquote perfect. It's really actually in terms of like safety and compliance, because it's a Swedish-based company, like they've got different standards and stuff. And so a lot of their stuff is more non-toxic friendly. So that's where we got our stuff from. And it's really cool. We got kids' bunk beds. We got some new stuff for our grown-up living room. We also have a den in this house, which is crazy. The house is still pretty small. I would say it's probably, I mean, it's probably about like 1,500 square feet, which isn't small, but it's not like a gigantic space.
Smaller than your last space.
Yes, smaller than our last space. But it's just so much more functional. So anyways, it's exciting. We just moved this whole weekend and I'm still... We're still not completely unpacked, but it's one of those things, like, it's stress. It's a lot of good stress. Mm-hmm. Moving sucks. I don't know anyone that really just, like, is like, yes, let's move. I love cleaning the grime from 2 years of living in one place out from the, like, baseboards.
I can see enjoying, like, the unpacking and the moving in.
Yes.
The moving out is so hard.
Oh, my gosh. It's so hard. It is so hard. And I really love... like putting things away and organizing our new space. It's definitely harder with two kids, like just running around behind you, kind of like little tornadoes.
And two jobs.
Two jobs,
three
two
jobs,
kids.
Four jobs.
Four, seven, I don't even know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. It's crazy. So my mind is like, this is going to be probably the most scattered podcast recording mm-hmm. we've ever recorded, because my mind is literally, I feel like the biggest thing right now is like, I just can't focus. Mm-hmm. I can't focus because our space is so, it's not settled yet. And I know that like for me, having a organized workspace and like feeling nested, it really helps my mind focus. And so right now it's the last week of a Rosti. It's, you know, moving in. It's all, my to-do list is like 5 miles long, and I've gotten into such a routine with my tasks. Like I'm a machine, kind of like I wake up every morning at 6:30 or 6 o'clock. I do my to-do list. I tackle all these things. And then, you know, my day is structured accordingly. And with the move, it just kind of like everything was out the window. It was like survival mode. So I still feel like I'm trying to catch up a little bit.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
I feel you.
It's been amazing. Like, what else is happening?
It's been amazing how our lives are very parallel in so many ways, like kind of the things that we're going through with transition and change and multiple jobs, but that's going to be ending soon. And then, but like, what I love is like our perspective, not our perspectives, but like our ways of managing are different, I guess, managing the stress. Like for mm-hmm. me, I don't want my whole week planned out because that stresses me out. I would rather wake up each day and like kind of roll with it. But I also the night before have to like know what's on my calendar. But I don't know. I'm like really learning how I best manage this kind of thing, because if I get too scheduled out, that stresses me out. I like to have free time, and free time is, it's more like, I don't know. I still use that free time. I still work and whatnot in that free time. But I like to know that like a couple hours of my day, it's not like I can't have it scheduled out day, like hour by hour. I will lose my mind. And last week, Rusty was gone. And so for me, like I had to have childcare lined up and like know, and I had a lot of meetings and like consultations and trainings and stuff. And so for me, that was like my week was just packed. And I think a lot of this is a product of working from home and being very accustomed now to flexibility. And so like when I had to set up childcare and like have my week so regimented, it took a toll. It created a lot of anxiety. And that was kind of it was a good learning experience for me, because it brought me back, I think, to older Laura before I had done like a lot of mindset work and therapy and whatnot, where I had to, in order to function, I had to have every single hour of my day pretty much planned. I liked living by a very set routine. And for me, it was the point where it was unhealthy. And so I think I just like kind of saw myself back there and I was like, whoa, this is not how my specific unique brain and body and mind like function best. I need some space, I think, to breathe. I'm not saying you don't, I'm just saying like for me, like having to do that, like every single moment of the day, super structured, it threw me for a loop, especially not having Rusty home, because now as a mom, if I didn't have like any moment that was not working, I was momming. So especially because she was teething and stuff. And so she wasn't really sleeping and her naps were messed. Everything was just kind of a mess. It was just a hard week.
It's a hard week all around.
Yeah. So Rusty was gone, in case you guys didn't know. He was in South Korea. He left last Tuesday and didn't get back until Sunday. And at the same time, she was getting her – she still is getting her canines, the final teeth before the two-year molars. And they've been the hardest for sure. And so I'm kind of just figuring out, like, what is the happy medium for me? I need to have some structure, but, like, too much structure is anxiety-provoking. And so just trying to find my balance. I think that's, like, the theme of life, though, right?
I think it's a myth. I think that true balance is a myth, because you're always going to have moments where the one thing is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think when you think of balance, I think everything's, like, in this, like, even thing. But there's some seasons where, like, this weekend it was about survival mode. It was about, like, taking care of my children. It was about trying to be present with them through this transition. And it wasn't about, like, I have all these other tasks lists for, like, beauty counter and work and, like, the Fed and Fit stuff. But it was like, okay, I'm not balancing that right now. Right now, my focus is this one thing in front of me. So I'm learning for sure. And, you know, I think it is kind of like you mentioned, it's beautiful that we both have these different perspectives on it, where, like, I have learned not to be, I used to write down my day to, like, the minute. This was back in college. This was like, I got the nickname Stressica because it was like, okay, at 8 o'clock, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to, like, shower. I'm going to eat. I'm going to, like, go to the bathroom. Like, crazy. And so for me, just having a loose structure to the day, I've come so far. Like, I have literally come so far, but it allows me, especially when I get most of my work done early. Like, if I can, like, structure it to where, like, okay, I know kids are going to be home at 3:30. I'm going to have limited time to, like, do these tasks that require my brain. Like, we've got to juggle, I mean, you know, like, juggle it between Tim's responsibilities and his appointments and the things he has to do. And it's like, how do we make this whole family unit work together? And for me, like, I kind of have to know, or else I get, it's more anxiety producing, but it's just, I mean, it's like, it's just who we are. It's, I've personally come a long way, but I still know that I need that structure.
Yes. And I feel like I do too. And also because we are both juggling so much right now, like, it's necessary. It's impossible to maintain any sort of, I don't know, semblance of control. Like, control is not always a bad thing. Sometimes we have to control our day. We have to have, like, a handle on it. Like, what am I going to be doing at this hour? So I have been so impressed with how you've handled this past week. And honestly, this past month, with everything you've had going on, it's just, it's been crazy. And you're doing it with such grace. It's been very cool to see. And I'm, some days I feel like I'm losing my goddamn mind.
I know. Well, I was going to say, I'm glad it appears that way, because not true. I mean, there are moments where I'm like, okay, I think what's really cool to see, and I don't know if you can attest to this too, Laura, is, like, the self-talk that has changed for me, like, going through these stressful moments, like, looking back to Stressica and, you know, thinking back, okay, what would I say to myself in my early 20s when these balls were getting dropped or I wasn't doing X, Y, Z, like my to-do list indicated I should be doing that. And I think at that time, a lot of my self-talk would just be really negative, beating myself up. And that anxiety would be like, oh my God. But now it was just cool to see. It's like, it is what it is. Yeah. I can only do so much. I am doing the best I can. It's like, it's what I would say to a friend. Like, you're doing the best you can. This is stressful. Like, it's okay to feel this way. Just try and feel the feelings and move on. Because
that gives me goosebumps I did a talk 2 weeks ago at this local, like, female entrepreneur meetup in Santa Cruz. And I got asked by the wonderful Charlotte who put on this thing. It's called Lubo. And she asked me, like, a month in advance to give a talk on self-care and self-love. And then I found out, like, the week before that I'm having basically, I might as well just say it. I got laid off by CrossFit, starting November 1st, and it wasn't personal. It wasn't performance-based. I'm not taking it personally. I love the company. I love CrossFit. They just had this huge restructuring. And it kind of, I don't know. It was a punch to the gut at first, but then I did this whole thing where, like, again, like you said, old Jessica, old Laura would have
my arch nemesis.
old Laura would have been like, "Holy shit, what did I do? How did I make this happen?" And then like the guilt would have set in. Man, I am the main provider for my family in terms of like not the main, but like my just purely income based, not time based, yeah. But income based. That's the majority of our income, and that's our insurance, and that's our benefits, and holy shit, you know, but then I took it and I spun it and I was like, this is an opportunity for me to really push my comfort zone and pursue something that I love. And my mindset switched from guilt and like almost like shame to feeling empowered and like, I am worthy. I am enough. I have the skill set and the knowledge and the education and the, like, I don't know, the heart to go and pursue something myself and to push my boundaries and start something that I love and live my fire every day versus worrying so much about it's. And it's like, I love the company, but I'm ready to like pursue my, like what lights my fire is working with mamas, is sharing my heart, is empowering, especially women, to go into life and motherhood and just to exist in this place of empowerment. And I feel like now, starting November 1st, I will no longer have a 40-hour a week job that takes so much time. And now I can spend time really pursuing the things that fire me up. And I can hopefully make even more of an impact by supporting women. And I wasn't going to share any of this, but all of a sudden it's coming out of me.
These things just happen.
So coming back full circle, I got laid off the week before. I had to give this talk that I had not prepared for. And I was like, shit, what am I going to do? Like, I am not in headspace. And then all of a sudden, I realized that my experience in getting laid off was actually an incredible muse for me to talk to 80 women, 80 entrepreneurs. I had to stand up there in front of 80 women. But they all looked back at me and were like open. Their hearts were open. They were like, just share with us. And so I brought all these notes and I got up there and I talked about how in the midst of the hardest moments, that's when self-care is most important. And self-care doesn't have to be a physical act. Self-care can be a perspective shift. So for me in that moment, my perspective shifted from one of shit, guilt, shame to like within moments. I texted Rusty. He had just gotten to the gym and I texted him. I was like, I just got laid off. I didn't hear back, but he ran home. In the time between when I texted him and when he walked in the door, he opened the door and looked at me like ready to like take me in and embrace me. And I looked at him and I was like, we are going to be okay. And I could just see he like read me and his face shifted. And I feel like it, like years of therapy and practice in like shifting the perspective and looking for silver linings and really like trying to take a broader, like be present in the moment, but also take like a broader vision of what's going on. Man, did it serve me in a time when probably more than any other time in my life, I needed it so badly. And the crazy thing is like, I've been hinting a lot about this big transition that we're making and we're selling our condo right now. And we had already set up the step, like the process of getting out of this big mortgage before I found out about this layoff. And we'll be fully transitioned into a more affordable like lifestyle by the time I'm no longer getting this paycheck. And so it's kind of just like in surrendering a little bit to the universe, we are being taken care of. And like we're taking care of ourselves. Like it's not like we're just like, whatever will be, but we have, I put out this energy of like, I'm ready to kind of spread my wings a little bit. And I feel for the first time really, really worthy and really, really capable of doing something on my own. And so the universe was like, okay, kicking you out of the nest. Here you go. And we're being set up to have some time to transition and be okay for a little while before anything takes off. So there's a little bit of information that I haven't fully shared.
I love it. I really love it. And it is incredible. We've talked a lot these last few weeks since you heard and since, you know, just it's crazy how parallel things are in our lives. And I'm a huge believer in things like you said, the universe or whatever you believe in, it gives you what you want. It gives you what you really, really want, even if it doesn't feel like that's the way you wanted it. Right? Like you don't have control over everything, but I feel like when you think thoughts or you say them out loud to somebody else, or you have these feelings that maybe you don't even admit to yourself, like things happen in a way to open doors or push you along when maybe you wouldn't have done taken that step yourself. Like, who knows? Like, you now know that you're ready. Like, you have this amazing gift and this knowledge to offer to people. You know that now, but I wonder how long it would have taken you to get there on your own and taken that step and be like, I need to leave CrossFit. Or if it ever would have happened.
Right. Because there's so many things to love about the job. Like, I work with incredible people. I get to communicate daily with incredible people. There's wonderful benefits. They take great care of me. So it's like, why leave?
Hi friends, Laura here with some exciting news. Four Sigmatic has come on as a Modern Mamas podcast sponsor. We are so excited. If you've been following along with my Instagram stories, especially, you've seen that I use this stuff every single morning. The Lion's Mane Elixir is my absolute favorite. I add it to my boosted coffee for an extra boost of brain clarity, productivity, and focus that I genuinely did not experience until I started adding this in every day. They also make other elixirs like reishi for calming, cordyceps for an energy boost, and chaga for an immune boost. Along with those elixirs, they also have really cool blends. I love the Lion's Mane and coffee blend when I travel because I don't have to worry about getting my hands and lips on high quality coffee. I have it ready to go. All you need is hot water. You mix in the blend and you're set. They have caffeine-free options as well, like a chai latte and a turmeric latte for gut health and skin glow, and they have all kinds of incredible blends. I cannot recommend enough that you go check out their website, find whatever mushroom blend is going to fit with your lifestyle, and give it a try. The awesome folks at Four Sigmatic have offered our listeners, you guys are special, you get 15% off any order. If you go to foursigmatic.com/modernmamas or simply type in Modern Mamas, all lowercase, all one word at checkout, you get 50% off. Check it out. See what fits your life and happy shrooming.
And for me, for a long time, any motive to leave would have been selfish because it is great for so many reasons. And so it's kind of like, okay. And so I'm leaving still fully in love with CrossFit. And my husband still works for the company and I'll still do CrossFit and support the gyms and like the affiliates. And I still so much believe in what they do. But now I get to go and also maybe believe a little bit harder in what I do, and take everything I've learned and everything I've gained and this life force in my life that's really been life altering for me. Like our tribe, our people, our, my health, a lot of that is thanks to my experiences. But now I get to like go into the world and do things how, like, I don't know. It's cool to think about. Sometimes it's terrifying. And most of the time, though, overwhelmingly, it's like, I can do this, you know?
Totally. So. I mean, I feel you. I feel the same way about Arasti. And I still, like, literally my last day is on Friday. And I'm like, I don't know about this. Like, still, even though I have a plan, even though I know how it's, like, I know this is the next right thing to do. It's still scary. And I'm doing this devotional or this, like, yeah, it's a devotional. It's called 100 Days to Brave. And it's talking a lot about how, like, bravery doesn't mean that you're not afraid of something. It means that you are afraid and you acknowledge it and you still do it anyways because you know it's the next right thing to do. And so I'm just holding on to that. And I'm sure you're feeling a lot of that same stuff. It's not that you're just like, cool, like, c'est la vie, whatever was going to happen is going to happen. But it's like more like, this is unknown. There's a lot of what ifs, but like, we're still going to do it anyway. We're going to walk into the next open door and see what happens. And I'm a firm believer that it's like, you can always start again. You can always pivot. Like, it's nothing is so set in stone that you make a decision and your whole life is screwed up forever. I mean, barring a couple of things like breaking the law.
Right.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to these little decisions about whether to take another job or whether to pursue another interest or a side hustle or move or whatever, it's like,
yeah.
Why not?
Honestly, and I feel like the moment we start truly like loving and believing in ourselves is when those decisions become a little bit easier because all of a sudden we're like, I can do this. And I will be okay because I like, I don't know. It's all of this. I like 2 years ago, I never would have, I guess, for lack of a better way to say it, loved myself enough to take a leap like this, where I'm not going to be like scrambling for another job. I'm going to work for myself and do that with like, because I believe in myself and because I know I can still support and love my family through the work that I'm doing. And I feel excited and I feel, I don't know. And I honestly feel like so much that has been a product of this podcast and that I have built a we have built a tribe of people who believe in us and say thank you and offer gratitude. And I really feel like this is the type of people, this is the group that I want to service and support and love on. So that is my plan moving forward. And for all of you listening, we will be, you probably have seen maybe on Instagram that we purchased a van. So just know that we will be traveling across this country. So if you have a big driveway and want a visitor, shoot me an email. I'm going to try and like create a list of wonderful Modern Mamas Tribe listeners that we can come and see and meet in person, and I can hug you and shake your hand and we can eat together. And that is the plan. So I just am so excited for what this next year will bring. And I don't know. I feel grateful. I feel scared, but fear is not always a bad thing. Fear can push us to do things that we never maybe would have done without that fear. And just stay tuned. There'll be a lot more to come. We're in the process of selling our condo. I can't really say too, I don't want to say too much because I'm really trying to be present and live in the moment and like take things one day at a time because, you know, I don't want to take anything for granted, but that is where we're at. I literally got on this podcast. I told Jess beforehand, I don't know how much or what I'm going to share, because I'm just kind of sharing what comes to my heart. But then every time I get on this beautiful podcast, I overshare, or I don't overshare necessarily, but I just feel safe. Maybe it's because I'm looking at your face, but I also know who's listening, and it's a safe space. So I'm so grateful for that. Yeah. And also on that note, if you guys have things that you want to see from Jess and I, like if there's something we can put into the world that you are wanting, that you feel is lacking, if you could email us at modernmamaspodcast@gmail.com, we want to create and put things out into the world that you guys want. We want to serve you in a way that maybe helps support the podcast and support our families and support our fire. So,
well, and now it's incredible. We both have this flexibility and this freedom at the same time. And I really feel like there's so much more ahead for the podcast. Mm-hmm. I mean, the podcast is always going to be the podcast. It's where we're going to share, or at least for me, the most vulnerable aspects of our lives, the most recent updates. But I feel like there's all these things that now we can do, like whether that's, you know, we've talked about books, we've talked about, you know, workshops, things like meetups too. Like, you know, now that you're going to have the flexibility to travel and I can go meet you wherever, like we can do things. Like,
so on that note, I'm just sharing this, but my good friend Jordan lives in Santa Cruz and she has this gorgeous property, and she offered it up to do like an overnight, like almost like a summit or a, I don't know, for moms and babies. And she actually is starting a baby food company. So there'll be like nourishing food for mom and baby. They have a little orchard. They have this little pool that they put in and like so much space where we can camp, but like kind of glamp where we'll sleep in tents, but and we'll have like speakers. We were thinking of having Megan Garcia come out, and then we can be there and we can lead like mindfulness practice and maybe some yoga and maybe like a CrossFit workout or whatever we want. But if that's something you guys want, will you either direct message us or email us? If we get, I swear to God, if we get 10 people respond to this podcast in some way, whether it's comment on the show notes, email us or Instagram us, we're doing it.
We're doing it.
Okay.
I just got nervous. Doesn't have a choice. Because I know we've talked about this in the past, but like, I mean, we put it out there. Honestly, I believe 100% you put your intentions out into the world and people are going to let us know if this is something that they want to happen. And
yeah, you know what? And here's the thing is I keep posting about like camping with Evie and she's in the dirt, and I have so many incredible moms reaching out and being like, I want to do this. Thank you for showing that it's okay for kids to get dirty. Like, I want to take my kid camping, but it terrifies me. So why not come and camp out in a place that's very, very safe with a ton of other moms who are probably doing it for the first time. And we'll have like that solidarity of like, let's get through this together. And if babies are crying at night, no one's going to care because we all have babies who sometimes cry at night. So, I'll bring the van, and I'll also bring a tent, and we will set, if you don't have a tent, we'll sort it out. We'll get it. We'll work the details out.
Yes, yeah.
But just know that we're speaking to you. If you at any point have been like, I just want to get together with a group of moms, and be in nature and disconnect, then let's do it. Awesome.
You should see my face. I was like, what are we doing? But so it's so good. Exciting. But I mean, to tie it all back in, it's like now I feel like that was always something that we wanted to do and pursue, but it's like I mean, where was that going to fit in? Or how do we even have the mental headspace to coordinate that? And I just feel like all these changes, though, he's like, my daddy left.
Sweet.
So I lost my train of thought. Now
tying it back in full circle.
Full circle. Now we can do it. That's not what I was going to say, but.
Oh, you were saying how now we have this flexibility and how fun the universe gave us both flexibility at the same time. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool. Yeah. I'm just like waiting in anticipation to see what's going to happen because I just know for both of us, I mean, I know you have things that you're going to pursue individually and me as well, but like together, I cannot wait to see what Jess and Laura do.
It's going to be awesome. So fun. And we're just so grateful for you guys, for this tribe, for a place to share and all of that. And just, we feel called to continue to serve and share and grow. And so much of like, we have our tribe on Facebook and it's like, what I've seen is just that grow. And I see all the interaction between all of these beautiful humans that have come together because of this podcast and the way they support each other. Like I don't have time. I'm not on there that often. Cause like life is that shit right now, but I see that I don't even need to be like women are constantly swooping in and like supporting each other and loving on each other. And the way feedback is given is so like kind and empathetic and genuine. And, there's no judgment. And like, that was our dream from the beginning. So I just imagine what this next year is going to bring. Now that we're each going to have a little bit more headspace to put towards this. And it's our little baby, our passion project. And it's so fun to think about like how this all started. It was like, again, the universe brought us together and it's been, I feel like we complement each other so well and our lives align in so many ways, but we're just different enough where we really can like appeal to and love on unique people, you know, it's just, I don't know. I feel all the feelings.
I know. I do too. And I was just thinking about that the other day. It's like, someone asked me like, do you and Laura agree about everything? And I was like, do we agree about everything? I'm like, I don't know if that's the right question to ask. Yeah. Like, it's not that we don't, that we disagree on anything per se. I mean, I'm sure we do, but like we agree on the things that matter, the way that we express the minutia. Yeah, we probably.
And how boring would this be if we were like, you're like, oh, what do you think about this? And I was like, the same as you. What do you think about this? Perfect. Oh, the same as you.
Great. Good talk. 5 minute podcast.
So boring. So, and also I'm curious to know about listeners, if you guys love like these ones or guests, or, I mean, I love these ones. These are my favorite. But we want to give you more of what you want. So let us know that too. I hope we get an influx of emails now.
I know, me too. It's been a little dry. No one's been emailing
us. All our free time. It's because of that Facebook group. They'll answer each other's questions. They're like, you guys, we don't really need you.
That's true. That is so true. And I'm excited. I have a couple of, you know, as the podcast grows, it's like we started with this space for mamas. And, you know, our early episodes, it was all about like, very much like pregnancy, postpartum, nutrition. And I feel like we're always going to talk about that because that's important. But as the podcast grows, it's cool to kind of get some like just different topics like included here and there. Like I have a friend that I'm inviting to come on. It's going to talk about starting an organic like home garden. And I'm like, dude, that's so cool because I want to do that. And I'm sure other people do. And that's her jam. You know, just like random fun episodes that, you know, like not everything has to be like heavy.
That's how I feel too. Not like about like epigenetics and.
Right. Well, like, no, that's great information.
It is.
Love science. Sometimes it's like, I just want to chat with my friend about interior decorating non-toxically. Mm-hmm. Like that sounds so fun to me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm just really excited to see where the podcast goes. We're going to publish episode 65 this week. It just blows my mind.
It's been, you know, like I've been on this podcast Evie's entire life. Okay. And that to me is amazing. And I think I've said it before and I'll say it again. You guys are probably like, oh, yeah, we've heard that. I really think it's drastically impacted my motherhood journey. So it's pretty cool. I feel great. And I feel like this has been a catalyst for me to like really, you know, trust myself and trust the process and trust the universe. So thanks for providing a space to share. It might not always make sense. Sometimes we ramble, but we do our best.
You're always on topic. We are always.
This week especially, man, I was like, what are we going to talk about? It's like, I feel like I had a lot to share, but I didn't know how much. And there it goes. Yeah.
Well, and I know we're going to be sharing more as everything. Mm-hmm. You're going to be sharing more as everything mm-hmm. unfolds. And we had talked earlier about having you on for a very special episode where I get to interview you on a couple of fun things.
Yes.
I don't even know how much to talk about here, but
you can just say van life. That's fine.
Van life. We're going to talk about van life. So we'll be doing a call for questions for Laura, things that you want to know about living in a van down by the river.
By the river. Not always by the river, but sometimes by the river.
Do you watch Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, she didn't get that
right. No, I got it. Okay. I would love to be by a river a lot of the time. Maybe in a little coat.
Yes. So anything else? I know this was kind of like a short episode.
This is super short, but that's okay. My kid is supposed to be napping, but as I mentioned, canines. And so Rusty's in there right now and it sounds like she might be settling, but I want to go support because he just got back from like 6 days in South Korea and he's tired and I've got boobs.
Yes, they do help a little bit, I think.
Yes. But it sounds like she's getting a really good, like, productive cry with him. So that's always good.
I love your mindset. I do. I really love it. Oh, I had one more update real quick. Something fun. Okay. So we moved into our new house and we got the kids bunk beds and I was really apprehensive. So like Camille has been in her crib. She's never made a move to like get out of the crib or climb out or do anything. She's perfectly happy in her crib. And so I was really apprehensive. My husband was like, let's just do it. Like, she'll be fine. I'm like, okay. Cause I didn't want to mess up a good thing.
Right.
And the last two nights she slept in her big girl, the bottom bunk with her brother. It's just melting my heart. Aww. I can't handle it. She's so cute in the morning when she wakes up every morning. She's like, I sleep in big girl bunk bed. And I'm like, I just want you to stay little forever. And she's wearing pull-ups. I don't know what's happening. Like, she's going to be a potty trained soon.
She was an itty bitty baby when I met you. And now she's like a child.
It's been crazy. A lot of reflection as we moved out of the old house because mm-hmm. she was 2 weeks old when we moved there.
Ugh.
And like, I just had her. It was crazy. Yeah. That move was insane. And so now like just thinking about that time and how we've all grown as a family there, it's incredible.
Yeah.
My kids are getting old.
Processing of leaving a space like that where your kids are born and raised. I'll be right there with you pretty soon.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's awesome. I feel like it's good to reflect and then like think about, okay, now what? We have this new home to build new memories and it's gorgeous. So
I know. Well, and you say all the time, and it's something that sticks with me is like home is where your people are essentially. Mm-hmm. Like I miss the house. Yes. There's a lot of memories there, but like, these are my people. Like, as long as we're together, we can be anywhere.
Yeah. And I love that. We'll be fine. Goosebumps. So, that's the way. Cool. Yeah. Well, I'm grateful for you. Thank you for this. I know. Please.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We've got more for you pretty soon.
Okay.
Oh man.
I love you.
We love you guys. I love you, Jess. Let's just keep this ball rolling. Happy, interesting podcast day.
I'm sure people are going to be like, were they on crack when they recorded this podcast?
No, we're on shrooms and more sigmatic shrooms and caffeine probably. I don't know. Yes. Are you drinking coffee?
Matcha.
Yet? Matcha.
I had a little bit this weekend and it was fine, but
I'm on
back
cold
on
brew.
Matcha.
Boosted cold brew and endorphins. Those endorphins, man. And sometimes I get a little hit probably when she nurses still. Maybe I'll just hold on to that until she's 12.
Such a good mood booster.
Yes.
Breastfeeding is.
It's cool to nurse a 12-year-old, right?
No. It's no. Totally fine. Totally fine.
I mean, no judgment if anyone is doing that. I will not be.
Never say no.
I'm going to go nurse her. Okay. Okay, bye, friend. Enjoy your day. Love you guys.
Bye.
Find us. Email us at modernmamaspodcast@gmail.com. Please, 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 if there's one way you can support us, it is just by subscribing, rating, and reviewing. We read them. We love them. They mean so much to us. That is all for today.
Yes.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
Ciao. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
I have a question. Alone time. Okay. How do you ask for it without guilt or shame? Maybe that's not the appropriate question right now.
I have like no answers for anyone right now. I'm like, care? I don't know. How do I battle negative thoughts?
What if we just make this like a very real talk, like life is hard episode?
I'm down with that.
Like, we're not experts. We do the best we can. I mean,
well, it's seasonal. I mean, this is like, if you'd have asked me like 2 months ago, I've been like, I got it on lockdown. I know all the things. And so it's just, I don't know.
And honestly, us sitting down here and recording this podcast is in a way self-care.
Yes.
We're doing something that we love.
We need time for this.
Yeah.
We showed up. And that's one thing I do want to touch on is like, because I was like, in retrospect to the whole moving thing, I'm like, dude, we have like shown up every single freaking week for this podcast. Like, whether it's you and I or whether it's, I mean, we've worked on this podcast every week. Mm-hmm. Like, even if we didn't record an episode, it's just incredible. I'm freaking proud of us too. I mean, I think this is the most consistent relationship or anything that I have in my life. Like, I show up for this thing every week,
no matter what.